The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rock Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with a very special review because they finally got me, ladies and gentlemen. They've been issuing these boxes twice now. Didn't get the first one, didn't get the second one, but by God, I had to get this one. And what is it, pray tell, that we are talking about? Well, we are talking about none other than the Holidays with Ramblin' Rabbit box from WWEShop.com that I have purchased and was delivered today, or as of this recording, it was delivered today. And I thought I would give a little review of it for anybody that's out there that's curious about buying it or is interested in what's in it, because this is my first time actually buying anything like this. So I wanted to talk about it because content.
Content!
And it's actually really, really cool. So I wanted to share it with everybody. This is, I think, the largest offering. This is 2,500 boxes. They kind of keep upping it every time.
Mm-hmm.
They do this for him because they keep having a demand for it.
There's huge demand for all the Fiend Wyatt Funhouse stuff.
Yeah. And they've realized that they can sell so much more than shirts. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to open the box and kind of go through everything. If you want to check out pictures, they're on my Instagram, at Lynn's Ward. I will try to get them on my Twitter at some point, probably when this review posts.
We will link the Instagram direct link on our Twitter, on and our Facebook pages, at Rock Radio Show, for everyone to see.
Yes. So, first things first, we're going to talk about the actual box, which is really, really cleverly done. Looks like a wrapped present. It has the very pretty Holidays with Ramblin' Rabbit ornament tag on it. And then the wrapping paper is Fiend, Hammer, and Ramblin' Rabbit in a pattern across the lovely burgundy background. And on the side, it says, "Let me in." It's got a silver and black ribbon on it. So very appropriately Christmassy while still being creepy. So good on them for doing that. And then like the other boxes, when you open it, it's the fun house on the inside, but it's tailored to Christmas. And I really actually hope that for the Christmas episodes of Raw, the Christmas episode of SmackDown, that they actually do the funhouse like this, because it's super cool.
Yeah,
on the inside of the box.
It looks really cool. It's like, when I saw it, I was like, yeah, this needs to be on the funhouse for Christmas.
They have a lovely family portrait above the fireplace, and it's all festively decorated. There's a fire going. They all have their stockings hung with care. And then on the opposite side, we have the tree with all the presents. And, you know, it's a little obvious what everybody's getting. Abby's getting a new hat. Bray's getting a chainsaw. Mercy's getting a new box. The Muscle Man is getting a brand new weight. Mm-hmm. And Ramblin' is getting a hammer.
Yowie, wow, yeah.
Also, the Fiend paper plate is the star on top of the tree, which is really cool.
I mean, that's creative.
It's really clever. It's really cute on the inside. I really like it. Like, I really like how they did the whole thing, the whole presentation of it. It's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that a lot. So, we're going to open the box, or we've opened the box, and we're going to go through things one by one. So, first things first, and again, pictures, you can check out my Instagram, or I'll try to get the pictures out on Twitter so everybody can see it, is the wonderful shirt that says, "It's not cool to eat your friends," with a very nice design of Mercy munching on Ramblin' on it. and his stuffing. And I have to say, this thing is so soft. It feels so comfy. I can't wait. Because normally how you get like the WWE shirts and they're like stiff and they're not good fabric. And it's just like, oh, okay, all right. I'm going to have to wash this like 20 times before it gets really, really soft. They went for the good shirts for this.
Which is good. The last shirt I bought from WWE Shop was a really nice soft shirt. So it's good to see they're keeping up with it.
Yeah, and it's a nice thin material. It's not that thick.
Okay, then, material. Then I know exactly the type of shirt that they use.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a very, very nice shirt. It should be very comfortable for anybody that would like to wear it if you buy it. So, and it comes in a myriad of sizes. So from small, I think, to 3XL. And you can get your shirt. You can select your shirt size and then they send you the shirt in the box. So I'm going to kind of go through some of the smaller stuff that's not as like important or not as cool. So you get the red clown nose.
Which is weird, but it's appropriate for the box.
It's appropriate for the box. It's a little weird to send a red clown nose, but it's like, okay, well, I have a red clown nose, so there's that now.
I mean, Red Nose Day, you know, you could support
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Red Nose Day, man. I mean, you know, why not?
It works. Marketing. Synergy. Ta-da!
Ding! Maybe he can tie into that and smack the rabbit with a hammer. It also comes with the little paper cutouts that you can set up, the little paper dolls that you can play with if you want with the Funhouse. So you've got Bray and his red nose with his hammer. You've got Ramblin behind the TV. You get the crotchet blanket. You have the jam. Which we're going to get into. And
jam in quotations.
Jam in quotations because some things don't show up on TV that well. And then just the regular hammer. And for some reason, a fly swatter? I'm not sure I quite understand the fly swatter.
There was one of the fun houses had a fly swatter in it.
Did he smack him with it?
I think so. Something was...
Like, I was trying to remember what he did with fly swatter, what the significance of it was, and I don't honestly remember what the significance was. So, I was like, I'm sure he hit somebody with it at some point.
There was one of them. I remember there was a segment for it, was it?
So, there you go. And then we get the sign that was hung on the door. The abandon hope ye who exit here. Which if it said enter, I would take it certain places, but I can't. So it says exit, so it's staying here. But yeah. So the sign's cool. It's basically a replica, a very nice replica of the sign that he painted in the funhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hang that up. And it's nice and big too. It's not small. It's nice and sizable. So if that's something you're interested in, you can definitely have that. Now we're going to get into some of the cooler stuff, which this is a little heartbreaking when I pulled this out. I'm not going to lie. I kind of cried for a minute because it's the holiday stuffing. Ramblin' Rabbit's holiday stuffing. And it's his actual stuffing. Well, not his actual, but it's stuffing, like the white stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
But on the bag, it says, no Ramblin' Rabbits were harmed in the making of this product.
Lies.
Sure. Which time? That's all I want to know. Which time that he, like, ended up dead is that from? I kind of don't want to know, but I kind of really want to know.
Kind of really want to know which one this from, yeah.
So you get random Ramblin' Rabbits innards for your using pleasure. Or whatever you want to do with it. Personally, mine are going to stay in the bag. Just as they are, because I have no use for those whatsoever.
I mean, you do have a use for them at some point, maybe.
Maybe. If I do what I'm thinking of doing, but we'll see if I do what I think I'm thinking of doing. So up next is actually something really neat. It's very well made. Is a Ramblin' Rabbit with his decapitated head and the stuffing, so it all ties together, hanging out from when he died. And Bray took his head out of the box and it was all dangly. It's an enamel pin.
That's cool.
So you can have his head smiling at you.
I mean, that works. It's
a nice pin. Like, it's actually a really nice enamel pin. And what's neat about it is on the back, for the pin holder, it's a little WWE symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So just a nice little tie-in right there that's really, really cool. As you can hear me toss it back in the box. Then we're going to get to the two little figures that are like these little plastic figures. They're nice. One is Abby the Witch. It's really creepy. Like, I mean, really seriously super creepy. I'm going to have nightmares tonight. And then the other one is obviously Ramblin. You get him.
You only have nightmares if you let him in.
No, he's supposed to protect us, remember?
Oh, yeah. Right.
He's going to keep us safe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Safe.
But these are cool. They're plastic, so they're a little bendy, but they're very, very nice. And they're just little cartoon representations of Abby and Ramblin. So you get them as well. And then last, I had to save it for last because we have to talk about it, is a fake, and I use that loosely, fake jar of jam. There is actually no jam in the Ramblin' Rabbit Bohemian Breakfast Spread, but you get a replica of the actual jar, jelly jar, that they've like designed and built for all of this, which is kind of one of the reasons why I actually bought the box. Was for the jelly jar, because I wanted the jelly jar. I will say the jelly jar was a little bit of a letdown, because I really wanted it to be glass. But I understand why it's not glass, just purely for shipping purposes. Because it's entirely likely that the thing would probably get broken in shipping. And so, but it's a very high quality plastic, which is nice. And they've lined it on the inside with what looks like jam, but it's just paper. But there's certain things that don't show up on TV with this thing that you don't realize.
Like what?
The fact that there's goddamn eyeballs in the jam. They're eyeballs, ladies and gentlemen. His eyes are in the jam. Like, it's just literally reduced Ramblin' Rabbit in a jar. I don't even know how I feel about this. I really don't.
I mean, are you really surprised that
that surprise, but like I opened it and I'm looking at it and I'm like, what's in there? And I'm like, that's an eyeball. They're right in the front too. They're right behind the labels, so you'll see them when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what to think of this. It's going to work either way, but I don't know what to think of this. It's just like, what the hell? What the actual hell? But it's really cool. It's very nicely made. You've got the label on the front, you've got the fake jam inside, you've got the little cloth on top, and it's got a metal lid. And for some reason when you open it, it smells nice. I don't know if they scented it or what.
It must have scented it. It makes sense. Give you that Ramblin' Rabbit jammy smell.
At least I think it smells nice. I don't know. If you buy this and you smell it and you think it smells like crap, let us know. But yeah. To me, it actually does kind of smell like jam on the inside. It's a little weird. But yeah, so overall, I feel like this was a very, very quality buy.
Sounds like it. You get a jam jar, you get a rubber mallet.
Oh, we didn't talk about the mallet. Oh my God, we did not talk about the mallet. I completely forgot because it's not sitting here. It's blown up by my Christmas tree. So, because yes, I did put this under my Christmas tree because I am a sick, twisted individual. So, the mallet is ridiculous, and I love it so much.
Tell us about the mallet.
So, it is not to size, but you blow this thing up, and it's looks like Bray's mallet on TV. It's difficult to blow up, so I would recommend getting, like, a little bike pump. Don't try to blow it up with your lungs, because it's going to take you a minute to do that.
Unless you have really good lungs.
Unless you have really good lungs, like really good air pressure. I would recommend using a bike pump because it took me a minute to blow it up and I have really good air pressure. So just saying. But yeah, the mallet is really cool. I enjoy it thoroughly. I actually giggled like an idiot when I saw it blown up because when you take it out of the box, it's in a bag and you're like, yeah, okay, it's a mallet. And then you blow the mallet up and you're like, that's awesome.
She's five, ladies and gentlemen. She's five.
Well, the mallet was one of the other reasons that I bought the box, honestly.
Again, she's five.
It's cool.
I'm just saying. It looks really cool.
And it looks nicer than it does in the pictures. Like, that's the one thing is it doesn't photograph well. Like, everything else photographs relatively well. But the mallet, I don't think they had it fully blown up in the shot pictures. And so it was a little crinkly. But if you get that thing full, it actually looks very cool. And if you bonk it with stuff, or you bonk stuff with it, it actually does make a sound and it does kind of hurt. Just warning / telling everybody.
Okay, no, now you need to tell the story of what you did and how you know it hurts.
Well, I was just testing it. So I was like bonking stuff. And you know how you just take something and you bonk yourself on the head sometimes. I bonked myself on the head to test it. Lightly. Didn't give myself a concussion. But, you know, it's like you're kind of playing with it. And you just sort of like pop. It's like, oh, okay. All right. So you could actually like stun somebody with this. You won't hurt them. But for people with small children, you give this to their small children. This will create a problem. Mm-hmm. So don't give it to kids. But just tested it, just see it. Because, I mean, it is. It's a giant hammer. So naturally, you have to hit something with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta test it.
Gotta test it all out. You gotta make sure it all works.
So that's what I did. But yeah, it's really, really cool. And overall, I feel like this was a great buy. So if you're kind of waffling on this, I think it's still available in shop. I actually think, because I think I bought it a week after it came out.
Not very long. I think it was a couple days, honestly.
Yeah, I did. I waited on it a minute or two to think about it.
But it really wasn't that long.
Really wasn't that long. But I think, let's see, I'm on shop right now. I'm checking.
Supplies are limited. Let's just say that.
Only 2,500 of these were released. And it looks like they have everything. Okay, so small is out of stock. So you can't get your smalls anymore. But it looks like everything else. No, I don't actually want to buy it now. I already bought one. Yeah, everything else is still in stock.
For now.
So if you're waffling on this, if you want to buy it, go ahead and buy it because there are limited supplies. And it did not take long to get this.
So if you order today, you'll be here by Christmas.
It may actually show up by Christmas. I think they're trying to get everything out by Christmas, but they may not be able to get it to you by then. But yeah. If you're interested in it, if you want to buy it, if you're just curious, you can check out the pictures. You can go look on shop.com. They have, obviously, the professional shots with everything in it. But, yeah, there's also pictures on my Instagram and probably my Twitter and everything like that. So, go check it out. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Rack Radio Show. We're on Spotify under the same thing. We're live with the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you get us your questions for Jingle All the Racks, Ask the Rack, the day after Christmas, live at 10 p.m. Eastern. So tweet us your questions at Walt Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward. Email media at walttalkradio.com.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LINSWRD. And you can follow me on Twitch under the same name. So he's Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, the Holidays with Ramblin' Rabbit edition right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be back with a regular show soon. Till then, bye!